From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to take calls in this segment, then I'm going to get into more news in the next, and then more calls for the balance of the broadcast. But I want to get into what they're going to do under this. Oh, don't worry, the NDAA is not for citizens, even though it is, and we'll never not let you have a trial. And now they're like, we'll give him a trial, just no counsel, and he confessed while his throat was cut out while sedated. We have no proof of that, just the Boston Globe says so. In fact, I know you gave that to me, CJ, but I can't find it. Will you reprint me? It was Boston bomber confesses to bombing. And I've got USA Today. It says the Boston bomber, not the suspect, not the man on trial. I mean, they told us he did it, and they never lied to us. I mean, they were going to burn down Dorner's, the building he was in, and then they burned it down and said, we didn't ever said that. And we're like, you have the tape. Well, we don't mean burn it down. Now go back to sleep. Pay me some tax money, scum. Take some vaccines. I'll sick your family right now. Let's go to Andrew in Pennsylvania, then Terry, Mark, Truthinator, Annette, Creed, Ben, Jason, Peter, Ramon, Aaron, Sam. We'll get to all of you, probably. Andrew, PA, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm currently in the process of trying to solve world peace problems, and you may have heard consciousness experts like Dave Wilcock, Greg Braden, and even David Icke have talked about how if you can get a lot of people meditating together, it will suppress global evil. So if we can get the square root of 1% of the global population, that's about 8,485 people meditating together, we can suppress global evil. And I've actually sent out a lot of messages on Planet InfoWars, on the missions, to about a dozen or so groups to see this. And is there any way maybe you might be able to help me out here, like for a 10-minute meditation on July 4th from like 5 to 5:10 p.m. to try to...
Hey, even if you call it prayer or whatever, all the major studies have been pulled up. Anybody can pull them up. That praying has helped with cancer, people praying. Well, because what you focus on, you then tend to manifest. You can call it magic, whatever you want. It's real. You know, they've all these university studies about... You know, people do have that sixth sense. Now, I think there's a lot of quacks out there. I don't think it's very controllable. I've had a lot of dreams that come true. I don't really get off into all that stuff. But I think focusing and meditating on solutions and then taking action in the third dimension, in the real world, as we call it, I think that's where the real power is, taking that first step, you know, getting this magazine. Say Austin has 60,000 copies on the street for free right now. Put those stickers up all over the place. Wow, that'll get some prayer going. New World Order will be praying. But look, they are scared of you praying or meditating, whatever you want to call it. That's why they say there is no God, there is no God. And then all they do is meditate or pray, if you want to call it that, and then and try to have big events to tell you a lie to scare you. See, people think I'm trying to scare them. No, I'm trying to show you the evil to know that we can be empowered and beat them. But I have learned believing you can win, just believing is half the battle. Now, trust in God but roll away from the rocks. Trust in God but tie up your camel, as the Bedouin said. We need to pray, or even if you don't believe in God, sit in a room, get quiet, turn off everything else, think about the world. Because they want to get us so sped up, moving so fast, we never pull back. And I think pulling back, yes, I will support you that on July 4th, we should put an article out about this. July 4th should be a day of reflection, a day of prayer, a day of meditation, whatever you call it, a day of repenting for not doing enough to fight evil and not being active in the real world and letting evil be active. Evil has been active. Good has been inactive. There are multiple forces in the universe. We need to be, if there's evil, there's good. The lukewarm don't exist. God spits it out. So I say to you, yes, brother, July 4th, a day of reflection. How's that sound?
Yeah, but the key is, if you didn't have all the people doing it at the same time, because energy flows where attention goes, as David Icke always says, it does amplify the ability, and that's why I was telling you a specific time, like 5:10 p.m. Eastern time would be, I thought, a convenient time.
Hey, the Bible says the people will pray and seek my face and repent. I will heal their land. And I think July 4th should be a day of prayer, a day of reflection, a day of meditation. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
in the last 2 years.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, I desperately want to believe that America hasn't been taken over to a great extent by foreign megabanks hell-bent on bankrupting our free market system and creating a monopoly control grid. But unfortunately, the facts show that is what is happening. I want to cover news in this segment, and then when we start the next segment, I'll go to Andrew and Sam and, I don't know, 12 other people that are patiently holding on the phone system right now. The toll-free number when you hear somebody hang up to call in is 877-789-ALEX. Again, that's 877-789-2539. We'll get you up and on the air. The news websites are prisonplanet.com. That's the auxiliary backup clone, but it has some original news of Infowars.com, and we stream video and have the subscription service at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfowarsNews.com. Okay. So, our government is violating the entire Bill of Rights Constitution, and if they can do that, why shouldn't they take our bank accounts? Why shouldn't they take our guns? Why shouldn't they put the military on the streets? Why shouldn't they spy on us without warrants? And the answer is that is what they're doing. And I've got a report coming up at the end of the show with Boston residents interviewed. We went out and talked to people in Boston. Almost no one liked police coming to their house, pointing guns at them, shoving them downstairs. And then they didn't even catch the guy. It was a citizen that did, the patsy. This has never been done before. You can say, well, everyone's a terror suspect. Isn't that perfect to take power? How about there's one terrorist in America? So everybody come outside with your hands up. This is about the bureaucrats being rock stars that run our lives. And for narcissist nobodies, they think making you submit to them is the act of power. A highly developed person, it's the opposite. A highly developed person wants to go off and be by themselves generally. And that is the problem, isn't it? Winners want to be left alone and be by themselves and are confident. Losers want to run everything. And am I saying that all cops are losers? No. A lot of cops got in it because their families have been warriors. It's a historical thing, and they don't like bad guys. When I was young and naive, 18, I thought about being a cop because I wanted to get bad guys. My dad had a friend who was the head of the federal marshals for the region over Texas, and he met with me, and he said, "You're not a criminal, are you?" And I said, "No." And he goes, "Then don't join. Don't become a cop." He goes, "When I first joined, it wasn't totally criminal. Now it is." I was at my dad's office, in his office, head of the federal marshals at that time, about 1993. You look up whatever region Texas and others are, and that was the guy. I mean, you know, that's part of my awakening right there. So I get people out there that want to be like, "We'll watch Iron Man and believe you're really fighting Al-Qaeda when you join the police force." But listen, the government's been captured at the top, okay? Now we can change things if you wake up to that. But if you don't, just when all the rest of the stuff comes true I've told you about, then stand up. Of course, it'll be a lot worse and a lot harder then. But, I mean, look how much has already come true. When are you going to wake up? I mean, look, they bought 2.2 billion bullets in the last 19 months. And for the first year we reported on it, it was just 500 million, a billion bullets, a billion six. they would go, Alex, you said 500 million, a billion, a billion six. Which is it? Knowing I can't respond that, well, you go to the first report I did, and then a year later, it's 1.6. You act like I'm giving different numbers. Boy, you think your audience are idiots. Now it's 2.2 billion last time, a few months ago. I haven't added it up yet. Now DHS, this is linked on drudgereport.com, the left-hand side, at least it was when I started the show. Can we check that and click it? I say that because it's already rolled out the front page of Infowars.com. I'm told it's been up since Friday at tip2drudgereport.com. DHS seeks millions more rounds of ammunition. Market survey asked companies if they can provide 2 million bullets within 30 to 60 days. And I looked this up and I called when I saw this Friday a big ammo manufacturer I know. And I'm not going to even say where. The point is I called them and they said, well, don't say from me, but yeah, we got the call. And we got the prospectus emailed to us. They're wanting to know if they can buy up no matter what gets made. They're going to put orders in for it. Okay, it's called cornering the market while getting enough ammo. It's like to fight a 35-year-plus war in Iraq. It was 27. So, yeah, it's still linked on Drudge. Big says 6 million more rounds. Now, let's go to the top of drudgereport.com and show the breaking news. We posted this morning when it was speculation. Drudge now posted it when it's confirmed. Can we go to the top of drudgereport.com, please? There it is. Syria, Israeli strike declaration of war. Let's click on it. Reuters, Israeli strike, Syria says targeting Hezbollah arms, and then Syria says it is an act of war. It is an act of war. And again, I don't support Assad, another corrupt politician. But compared to other, Al-Qaeda, he's a good guy. I'm not against Israel. A lot of Israelis are against this. But this is evil to take out Syria to put Al-Qaeda in. Let's not exaggerate. Al-Qaeda is probably about 500 times worse than Assad. I mean, Al-Qaeda, and folks, we've posted these articles, we've posted these videos, had them censored on our YouTube channels. We even posted on our backup channels. We got like 10 of them, and they gave us a strike. Next, they're going to shut the channel down. I mean, they're cutting Christians' heads off. They're lining families up and shooting them. They are ethnically, they're in control of one-third of the country. NATO, Obama announced Friday, they're giving them heavy arms, because in 2 years, they haven't been able to beat them. I mean, this is hardcore crime. And now Israel attacks, and I have to have the headline, Israel backs Al-Qaeda in Syria. It's true. I would lie to you if I didn't tell you that. And it makes me wonder, what will they do next? I mean, this is getting so crazy. Well, I'll tell you what they'll do next. They're going to use this new war coming up as a political distraction. There's Business Insider. The U.S. is openly sending heavy weapons to the Syrian rebels. Bazookas, heat-seeking missiles. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And when I want to fly somewhere, they'll try to grab my daughters and my son and drag them off to a private area and have some weird pot-belly guy with a mustache grab their genitals, looking for bin Laden in their pants when bin Laden is in the Pentagon's rear end. I mean, I'm sorry, that's where he is. You want to find him, TSA, do a proctology exam on Senator Hagel, the SecDef, and you will find, there it is, U.S. rethinks arming Syrian rebels, says Chuck Hagel. That was a month ago. And they're always playing these mind games, man. Like Obama said 2 weeks ago, we're not going to arm the rebels. And I said, they're arming them already, and get ready for the war. When Obama says, I won't sign the NDAA to secretly disappear American citizens, I said, he will sign it. Turned out he wrote it, and he did sign it. They do that to make you go to sleep. I won't spy on you. I don't want to take your guns. Bloomberg says he supports the Second Amendment when he's for an open, total ban. I've learned their tricks, man. When they say they're zigging, they're zagging. 9 times out of 10. I mean, they lie when the truth would serve them better because they don't want to tell the truth because they're of their father. You know who he is. He wears a red jumpsuit with little horns and a pitchfork. I wish he did. It'd be more easy to see. Now, you want to know what's coming to America? Here it is. The new normal. Boston bombing suspect interrogated without counsel. And they reported the Boston Globe. He confessed while sedated. And we're just supposed to trust a government. And the new precedent set. Well, he's a terrorist. He doesn't deserve it. Folks, they could say anybody's a terrorist. The government has got car bombings going off and using Al-Qaeda all over Syria. If they'll kill a bunch of innocent Syrians, who I'll assure you they respect a lot more than you, the globalists hate Americans more than anybody in the world. Once they get rid of the Bill of Rights Constitution, it's all for you. Of course, I told you that 11 years ago. Now they say, number one terror threat, gun owners, returning veterans, Christians, conservatives, libertarians. And here it is. People wonder why we're upset about the track team in Texas winning the championship regionals, pointing up to God, you know, like number one. You can pump your fist, that's okay. U.S. Army labeled evangelical and Catholics examples of religious extremism. Fox News. Pentagon religious proselytizing is not permitted. Even saying the name Jesus, you will now be court-martialed. High school track team disqualified when runners gestures thanks God. It's all part of selective enforcement. Homeland Security is run by foreign banks, in their own words. It's a takeover, a foreign corporate takeover.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com. You will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers. flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. And if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules and website for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Basically, we've got the West mesmerized watching TV and playing video games all day. And while that's happening, a bunch of cold-blooded corporate interests are just slicing and dicing free societies, staging terror attacks, paying criminals to do it, to then get the giant bonanzas of the police state takeover, billions in cameras per state, billions in robots per state, to fight a threat they manufactured. Now, again, they're now saying, hey, you don't get lawyers, we'll just say you're guilty and tell the media you confessed. And in the past, you wouldn't get a conviction with that, but they don't care because now it's national security. And here is USA Today, weekend edition. Are our stadiums safe? And it goes on in there to say, oh, the Israelis are advising us we'll turn America into like the West Bank. And the government people will be like the Israelis, and all the rest of us will be like the Palestinians with no rights. That's actually what it says. But doesn't that sound good, America? The globalists with their little special IDs, they are going to be God. And all the rest of us, we are insurgents. Well, you guys show the CBS News article from Friday, police train that citizens are insurgents. Oh, yes, this is what it's like to live in an occupied country where they just phase in the martial law slowly. But pretty soon you start the flame at 1, pretty soon it's at 10. Or to quote Spinal Tap, 11. We're about an 8 now. And it'll go on up. And don't worry. All your prosperity will be taken. You'll be a good slave. But you'll learn to cheer it, though. You'll learn to cheer it. So I was watching the Kentucky Derby with my parents and saw the TSA with the Army, the regular Army, searching everyone and standing around with machine guns as if they would stop a real terrorist with a bag. You'd walk up to the Army and blow them up. It's just letting you get used to it because it's for you, because they're going to take your pension and bank account and they're going to give it to Warren Buffett. I got an article about that I'm going to get to, but first let's go to your calls quickly. Jerry in Washington, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Alex, you're a rock star, buddy. I mean, everything you say, I definitely, you're just right on. I mean,
no, brother, no. History's right on. I'm just doing my job. But go ahead.
Hey, anybody that doesn't belong to Prison Planet TV sucks. It's awesome. But here's my question. During the Boston Marathon, the whole world, including me, because I was watching you today, Mr. Pelzer was on the show when this took place. And not too long after that, the fertilizer plant in West Texas blew up. And we all know they had way too much fertilizer there to begin with. My question to you, how much do you think was shipped out of there before that plant blew up?
You know, I don't know, and I appreciate your call. People have said it looks like a bolt of lightning, does it? Well, yeah. I mean, you get a big fire going, lightning gets attracted to that because of the static electricity. You get the gas of that fuel burning, of that fertilizer burning, it can hit a spark and explode. Let me tell you, I've gone out when it's raining. We have footage of this, by the way. It's in a new shooting show coming out. It's raining, and the tracers caught fires. So we stopped using them while it was raining. So, you know, that's what goes on when stuff's been dry. look, we could shut down all our industry. Stuff's still going to blow up. It's part of an industrialized world. There should be safety, but nothing's perfectly safe. I mean, that's all I can really say about that situation. A lot of political grandstanding going on because of it. Look at how a bunch of more people, what, 15 people died at that? You're not hearing a call to burn fertilizer or to ban fertilizer. That would kill billions of people if they banned fertilizer. I mean, people die. That's just part of the world. Why do they only hype it up when it's to get our guns or it's a bombing to take our liberties? Because they're behind it, folks. I'm sorry, I've looked at it too long. Most of the time, special interests stage this stuff. It's like 90% of the time or more. I say that to be conservative. I've never found a case where somebody gets a swastika carved on their back or somebody gets, you know, anti-gay stuff put on their apartment dorm that it wasn't the person staging it to get attention. Well, you don't think government does that? I mean, there aren't... That's amazing. I mean, I've seen like 10 cases the last decade or more of people burning crosses in their own yards to get on the news. And anybody that says you shouldn't look at elements in the government, and the government's tens of millions of people. It's a bunch of foreign interest. Of course they're staging stuff. If they'll turn Syria and Libya and Egypt to a great extent over to Al-Qaeda. I mean, I read every 2 days where they burned up a church and killed 20 Christians, and it's like, oh, big deal. In Egypt, where our government put them in charge, they're killing Christians. We ought to be hearing every Christian's name. What happened to them? But our government's doing that. Our government in Rwanda killed 900,000 Christians. Our government with NATO and UN and all the rest of it. They hate us. Why do they hate real Christians? I think you know the answer to that. They're playing for the other team. Mark in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. Hope you had a good little mini vacation with your family.
That was a mini vacation. I was working during it. Quite frankly, I took those hot baths in the hot springs. It, like, turned me into a vegetable. But, you know, go ahead.
There you go. I just wonder if you had any validity to this nuclear incident drill starting Monday in Montana.
I did see that. They have hundreds of drills going constantly. They have black helicopter drills. It's all part of desensitization. And to be in the local news to create the perception, like duck and cover in the 50s and 60s, that an attack is imminent and only the government will keep you safe.
Right. Well, like I said, I saw that. And then earlier that week, there was stuff circulating about some Navy SEALs, and they were trying to disarm bombs and this and that. I thought it was kind of humorous. And then this comes out. I'm like, well, that's kind of interesting.
Well, look, what I need you to do is I need all our listeners to go with a video camera, videotape it, put it on YouTube. I'm not a tech guy, and I can put stuff on YouTube myself. So it's easy to do. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Mark. Everybody needs to go out and needs to videotape everything, and that will bring down the New World Order. Truth Raider in Oregon, you're on the air.
Hello, sir.
Hey, buddy.
I got a simple question for you. In the next year or two, would you consider doing another reporter contest?
If I get enough capital in to hire more reporters, that is my plan. Right now I'm hiring video people and graphics folks and TV switcher folks, but we got a $100,000 contest for filmmaking that is now being judged in the next 2 months. But, yes, sir, we're trying to grow the InfoWars operation.
Great. I did a couple of comprehensive interviews I thought were pretty good, and I was told that, hey, you could be the next Alex Jones. So that's great. I'd like to...
Believe me, I wish there were 5 Alex Joneses bigger than me. I swear, if some guy came along better than me, doing a better job, I would literally say, here's my infrastructure... I'll go do a report once a week. You're in command now, Admiral. But unfortunately, there's nobody ready to land their troops beyond the energy field. So I'm going to have to sit up here on the executor and carry that out. All right, Annette, Creed, Ben, Jason, all of you, you're coming up.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going back to your calls in a moment. I had a few more news stories here. But don't forget, if you're a radio listener or TV viewer, you need to get the May issue of InfoWars Magazine. You can subscribe to the next 12 issues, or you can simply buy them in bulk of groups of 10 up to 100 at cost to give out to friends and family. It exposes the history of government-sponsored terrorism and corporate-sponsored terrorism as a pretext to control the people. And it comes with three free big, high quality, I mean, the big petroleum bumper stickers, the plastic bumper stickers that last for years. Infowars.com, Save the Constitution, PrisonPlanet.com, and an Infowars.com sticker. Three big stickers, free, to put on your car, give to friends, and put in legal and lawful areas, i.e. your own property. That's available at InfowarsStore.com. So get a year's subscription today or buy them in bulk at cost. Now I mentioned this, so I'm going to get to this right now. All I've got to do with this article is read the first paragraph. If you want to know why big, mega rich are always calling to raise middle-class taxes and calling for you to give your guns up, because they've learned people tend to take over governments and arrest them. You don't want to go to jail like Bernie Madoff or Ken Lay. But old Berkshire Hathaway head Warren Buffett shut down the Keystone Pipeline so that he'd have to train the fuel instead of it being in a pipeline on his own trains and sell it to China on the west coast of Canada. Berkshire profit rises 51%, shares at record high. But your profit, making $125,000 a year, you're keeping too much. You need to raise taxes so he gets bailout money. Now listen to this quote. Berkshire cash hits record $49.1 billion. That's just his cash. As profit climbs, and it turns out he takes his money offshore and pays zero tax. He tells you about one of his personal taxes and says it's too low. And Obama pays 18% and Romney like 12%, because the rich guys aren't exempt. That's the way the regulations are written. Now let's get to this. Berkshire, they didn't take over, schmuck, so they'd pay taxes. That's for you. Berkshire profit rises 51%, shares at record high. Reuters, now listen to the first paragraph. Warren Buffett, the eugenicist, I should add. Berkshire Hathaway Inc. on Friday said quarterly profit rose 51% on solid performance in insurance. Yeah, they make you buy Obamacare. So it doubled the premiums in the first year. It's good to have a business where you're made to buy it. No wonder you spent $100 million plus on lobbying for that. And because you made billions. And by many of its other businesses, as well as gains from investments and derivatives. Derivatives! Oh, $85 billion a month is paid to foreign derivatives and to Berkshire Hathaway. Of course, that's classified. They won't tell Congress where it goes exactly, just that it goes to Berkshire Hathaway, i.e. Wells Fargo, and five other big banks that are foreign. Your tax money, you're going to pay interest on it, too. You pay interest to give him money. Look at him. It's funny. It's funny. He, by the way, he wants your guns, too. That'll teach you. Look at him smiling. Ah, isn't that just precious? Oh, but he wants your guns and higher taxes for the poor people because he loves you. I'll be watching ABC News and they'll say at the end, sponsored by Berkshire Hathaway, and the whole show is Warren Buffett going, rich people don't pay enough taxes, raise their taxes, because it goes to him. But he can make all the money he wants out of fiat garbage. He wants to wreck you. He's a eugenicist, and he supports Agenda 21 to shut down American energy. And don't worry, he will. He will just feel trendy and support it because it makes you feel good inside, and you will have your future destroyed. Don't worry, and take all the vaccines and drink all the fluoride. Don't read the Harvard study on the brain damage and the cancer. Just, you know, wonder why your whole family's sick and why you got cancer? Hey, it's all right. The government loves you. I know this is too scary to face. It's okay. Oh, here's the good news, though. Nigel Farage, routine guest on our show, they've now won the major midterm elections in England, and they're set to overtake the Conservative Labour Party, the Conservative Tory Party, and defeat Labour. And the government, he survived a plane crash, by the way, that was very suspicious, but ideas are bulletproof, and Nigel Farage survived, and look at him smiling, celebrating with a pint. He's an anti-Bilderberg, anti-New World Order, anti-banker bailout candidate. He's basically Alex Jones, Ron Paul 2.0, and he's winning. Who started the party with him? Lord Monckton, who we need to get back on the show. I need to go over there and have a cup of tea with him. Am I going to Bilderberg 2013 next month? I'll tell you tomorrow on the show. Anyways, and if they block me from entering the country, I still win. Win. Okay, because you're not going to stop the signal. Let's go to your phone calls. Let us talk to Annette in California. Annette, you're on the front lines of the InfoWar. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. You know, looking at old pizza pie here with the globalists and the New World Order agenda and the different components that they have that they're instituting to bring America down to its knees. It's not just the GMO and the vaccination and the abortion clinics. There's also torture programs going on in this land.
Well, no, that's true. They train police and you can pull up police taser people to answer questions now. I mean, North Korea does that. I mean, North Korea is free. Are you a conspiracy theorist? It's good to taser people to make them give a urine sample or taser people to answer questions. I mean, there's no Fifth Amendment. That never existed. Extremists said that existed. There's no Sixth Amendment for right to counsel. Just take the shots, lady. Drink the fluoride. Eat the GMO. Never mind the cancer and death rates exploding. They love you, honey.
Well... There's also the radio frequency technology that they're using.
Oh, it's on record to give mice cancer, but it's good for us.
Well, they have it on every product, every type of item we buy. They have these embedded chips in everything.
And the Pentagon said 12 years ago in Chicago at the RFID conference, they would use it to control us and enslave us. But so what? Look, why fight it? Why not decide to join it and feel powerful? Why not worship government? Why not worship tyranny? Well, I mean, what's wrong with you, honey?
Well, actually, I think part of the experimentation with this new technology is concentrating on individuals. They call themselves targeted individuals.
No, I know, ma'am, I know there's a lot of it going on, and God bless you. Listen, I got to apologize on air. I said this Yee experiment was wrong, injecting tens of thousands of people with syphilis, letting them spread it and then die over 40 years painfully. And that would be saying the government was bad. I think it was good. I love the government. And when the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation last year injected hundreds of thousands of kids with polio and 60-something thousand got paralyzed, I mean, I think that was a gift. There's nothing like being paralyzed for your whole life. I was wrong. Oh, Bill Gates, you're such a good man. Oh, Creed in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Would you like to be paralyzed, Creed? Well, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Just another crazy person out here from Oklahoma. I just want to get your thoughts on something here. Plans scheduled in a resolution next week on May 8th, Wednesday, for Texas Israel Day. Two Republican state senators, John Corona and Representative Stephanie Carter, have taken up the cause to pronounce Texas Israel Day.
I think that's good. And now that Israel's openly backing Al-Qaeda against Assad, what if you showed up and said, I support Israeli groups supporting Al-Qaeda? I mean, look, what are you going to tell me Al-Qaeda's bad next? And that they supposedly attacked the World Trade Center? Everybody knows we were never at war with East Asia. Everybody knows Al-Qaeda's an ally of America.
Fair enough, but I mean, what do you? I mean, you have problems with Spain coming up in here, buying up the highways or getting access to the toll roads. But I mean, I just want your thoughts on Israel.
I don't have a problem with Spain taking over existing highways and putting giant toll roads on them and doubling and triple prices and raping us. Okay, now, let's come back to you though. How dare you talk bad about Israel backing Al Qaeda? You filth!
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going back to your calls. I told the other caller to hold, but he hung up. Look, everybody has these support Israeli, support Israel signs up everywhere. And I'm not anti-Israel. But then when Israel is bombing Syria because the Western-backed Al-Qaeda rebels are there and they're supporting them, I call baloney. I call something else. But I think good old boys out there are such big supporters of Israel, they may actually hoist Al-Qaeda flags over the VFW, and I'll be anti-American because I don't support Al-Qaeda. Here's the article on Infowars.com. Israel helps its Al-Qaeda ally with attack on Syria. Right after Hagel, comes out and says, we think there's evidence they use chemical weapons. Oh, do they have WMDs like Iraq, too? I mean, it's just too amazing. By the way, they dug this up. Now, this is her on 60 Minutes. I've seen the clip after this when it became a big story back, I think, like in 19... was it 90? No, it was like... It was when she was Clinton's guy, so I guess it was right before Bush got in 2000. And it was over a million Iraqis once the war started that died of the sanctions. It was an industrialized country shut down. And she's asked, is a half a million dead a good price to pay for security in the Gulf? And her answer is yes. And then she got asked about it on other shows and doubled down. But here's the original with Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
We think the price is worth it. Oh, no, that was when she said it later in 1996. Yes, I mean, there's a bunch of these clips. She said it over and over again. So there you go. And do you think they care about you? The price is worth it for interest? They mean globalist interest. Well, what are the globalist interests? You better find out what those are, because they're not your interest. They're not your interest. Ben in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, appreciate the opportunity to be on your show this afternoon. I wanted just to ask you, I've never heard much about a particular individual on your show, but as someone that's always been a patriot and a hero in my mind living here in the Atlanta area, and that was the late Larry McDonald. He was a U.S. congressman that represented...
Yeah, no, they landed his aircraft and killed him in North Korea, really Russia. No, he was the head of the John Birch Society, a Democrat, a really smart, good-looking guy who was presidential material and who was anti-New World Order, and they kidnapped him and killed him better than a hammer. I've covered Larry McDonald.
Yeah, just, you know, the thing that Larry did was that he really used his congressional record and even introduced a House bill, 773, to have a complete and comprehensive investigation into Council Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission. And a lot of people say, oh, is this the coincidence that his plane went down over Russia? But we know, the folks who live here that were very close to him know that there was no conspiracy on that, that it was an act that was carried out by the Rockefellers, by David Rockefeller and his cronies.
Now, they never hurt anybody. They're good people. Have you had your fluoride water today? I appreciate your call, Ben. Let's talk to Jason in Ohio. Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, what's going on? I'm from the great state of Ohio, the great police state, brother.
Speaking of police states, we're going to air it tomorrow. Ran out of time today. The residents of Boston and Watertown, they did not like having guns pointed at them and made to march down the street with their hands up. But I say, to prove they're not dangerous, the police should have executed all of them. They already are with the fluoride water. Why not?
The police just shot 137 rounds at one car out here, and all they found was a police can.
I think they should execute the whole city to prove they're safe. I think only police should be allowed to live, especially what the globalists are doing with eugenics. I'm being a little sarcastic today, a little bit of dark satire, but that's what the New World Order is, Jason, is they're just getting rid of everybody, soft kill. Notice how many people are sick and dying right now. It's going to get a lot better. It's not only the Iraqis that get to die.
Yeah, it's over here in Cleveland, all the mayors, all the underlings, everybody's on Agenda 21, left side, right side, Republicans and Democrats.
No, they're shutting the economy down. They're going to bankrupt everything and teach you to go on food stamps. So you're under government control, and so you roll that sleeve up and take that vaccine. I say take it. I support the government. Thank you, Jason. Peter in Washington, you're on the air. Have you had your vaccines today, Peter?
Yeah, I'd like to read something on a collateral issue. It's from J. Robert Oppenheimer, the principal developer of the American atom bomb.
Yes.
And here's what he said. There are children playing in the streets who could solve some of my top problems in physics because they have modes of sensory perception that I lost long ago. Of course, Ray Kurzweil would think that's silly since he knows everything.
No, that's true. Top scientists are obsessed with adolescents and young people to pick their brains because brain cells start dying at about 25 in mass. And absolutely, the youth have it all. We need to have a computer to know the universe. We have the computer. We are the universe. We are made in the image of the big G God. Pretty heavy stuff, huh, compadre?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that quote. I actually read that in a book he wrote. I forget the name of it. But what's your point on that issue?
Well, my point is just that, they don't even know everything, and yet they're so narrow in these man-made computers.
That's right. It's called cancer. It's called cancer.
Destroy humanity. Huh? They're enemies of humanity in the truest sense of the word.
That's right.
And I wasn't sure whether you had the quote, but certainly from a man like Oppenheimer, who was not such a moral person, although he was sorry for a lot of things by the time he was, before he died. But he was a man of thought and a man of action. And I think one reason why he got that big job was because his family had a ranch, a summer home, out in New Mexico, where they had to draw water themselves, and he rode the horses, and he...
No, that's right. The globalists are the most specialized, like, cold-blooded people you've ever seen. I appreciate your great points, Peter. Let's punch this quote back up. There are children playing in the streets who can solve some of my top problems in physics because they have models, modes of sensory perception that I lost long ago. And that's Robert Oppenheimer, J. Robert Oppenheimer. You're absolutely right. Listen, here's the issue. If cancer had a consciousness, it would believe it was winning. And the globalists don't have empathy. They have a crazed lust for power, so they get power. They are the plague. They are the enemy. They are the enemy. And they have dumbed humanity down in an attempt to be able to take it over. They see humanity as a wild mold, as they call us, in quotes, out of control. Instead of focusing that to go to the stars, they have tried to dumb it all down in the worst possible calculation I can imagine. And that's because they're devil run, folks. You can call it whatever you want. A spirit of cancer. I mean, you know, turn humanity loose. Don't clamp it down. And then they say, well, we're clamping it down because humanity will create a super weapon and blow us up. And then they're the ones, the globalists tried to blow up the atmosphere in the 60s. It's in Discovery Channel stuff with the actor, Trinity and Beyond with Shatner. But the point is, I already had read about it. But there they are, trying to blow the atmosphere up and set the world on fire. I mean, cuckoo. Let's jam in one more. Thank you, Peter. Ramon in Florida. Sorry to Aaron and Sam. Ramon, you're our tail gunner here at the end of the transmission.
How you doing, Alex? I'm calling here from FEMA Region 4 down here in the United States of Nazi Germany. And we spoke on the 28th of March, and I predicted from listening to you and a lot of other intelligent people that they'd be using the false flag to try to bring us down.
You could see the buildup for it, yeah, but they wouldn't do that. I mean, they're nice people.
Yeah, just like they wouldn't help in 93 to blow up the World Trade, and they wouldn't create, Al-Qaeda back in the 80s. And, yeah, we know. But the reason why I'm calling today is because I like to speak directly to the New World Order, because I know you guys are listening.
You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
We're not afraid of you. We're here to fight you to the end of time. It's going down. It's the final war, and we're ready for you. We're here for whatever you got to bring. We're not scared. We're going to do whatever it takes to bring humanity back to where it started at, with God. So all you New World Order chumps that think you're taking us down, you got another thing coming.
God bless you. Got to end it there. Beautiful caller. Sorry to Aaron and Sam. He said it all. That's what I meant to say at the start of the show. They want to deny they're buying the bullets, the armored vehicles, the vaccine poisons, because they don't. The devil's biggest trick is that he didn't exist. Well, you know what? We know you guys are devils. We know you're cancer. We know your agenda. We know you're globalist. We know you hate liberty. You use America to set up world government while you destroy it. We're aware of you. We see you. And that's right. We're not going down without a fight, scum.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.